Well, here we are. It's just Gary and Gary. It's time for your weekly Lake Norfolk Fishing Report as we cruise right on down to the Bayou Resort in Gamalia, Arkansas. And, wow, somebody's jacked with my unit, you know, not that unit, this little box right here. You know, people love to record mono and stereo, and I just don't understand it. It's like fishing, you know.
Happy Thirsty Thursday.
Yeah, yeah. You know, it's like fishing with a spin reel upside down. It makes no sense, right?
Oh boy. My goodness!
All right. You know, you buy these people books and you teach them, and still they eat their crayons. Yeah. Hey, all right. It's the weekly Lake Norfolk Fishing Report, and Mr. Faraci, how we doing, man?
We're doing well. I've got 69 degrees. The lake's at 563. I'm sure everybody heard that this morning on the lake level report. But 563.03, I mean, by the end of the day, we'll be 562, 10 feet above normal pool or full pool. Oh, my gosh. I think the lake's in great condition.
Oh, yeah. I was at Mountain Home this week and drove by, checked it out. And, yeah, it looks great. And the weather, now, here we go, you know, we had some really good fishing weather, but we're fixing to go right back into the frying pan. So what have you been hearing from the fisher people?
The fisher people have been sparse. earlier in the morning, guys to get it out there, you know, I mean, first light, not even sunrise. As soon as there's some light, they get out on the water and it's a little cooler like it is right now, and it's better out there. Fish are more active in cooler. A lot of fishing went deep because of the water temperature and that. However, that being said, I did have a couple of guys have a little bit of top water action. So, I think that with the way the lake's been coming down, it's all over the place, but people have been catching fish, and we talked about this last week. You have to be patient.
Yeah, well, and you know, I mean, times have changed a little bit. For someone that's on the lake all the time, you will find fish that's going to bite. The problem with that is the price of gas.
Yeah, right.
You know, the price of gas and beers went up. Where,
yeah.
You know, used to. You could fill your cooler and you just fished all day and you know, oh, I know a spot, let's go over here, you know. Let's go run to Woods Point. Let's run, you know. I mean, you just kind of, you know, you could just run all over the place and you'd catch a mess of fish.
Right.
But a lot of people it's just the price of gas, you know. And we get wiser the older we get. It's like, man, I'm all sunburned. I'm totally zapped. Why don't I feel very good?
Yeah, right.
but you know, I mean, you mentioned, you know, a topwater bite, and I kind of look at it like it's a lot like turkey hunting, you know. People say, I heard birds gobbling in the wintertime. Well, they always do, you know.
Right.
You know, I mean, that's how they communicate. Fish eat. And they're going, you know, they're going to eat. So how hard do you want to chase them? You will eventually, I promise. If you're in a John boat, if you're in a pontoon, if you're in a $90,000 bass boat, it does not matter. If you stay after it long enough, you will find fish that'll bite.
Right. Absolutely. And, And people do, but right now the morning seems to be for the guys that just want to, hey, they don't want to kill themselves out there.
Yeah.
3-4 hours in the morning, and same thing later in the afternoon. Morning seems to be a little bit better unless you're going out later, I mean after dark, and get out there and do that. And there's a few guys that come around that do night fish a lot.
Yeah.
And, they do okay. The crappie bite, the guys that I know have been hitting it just right, and no one catching any limits, but some really nice, you know, 6, 7, 8 stringers. And good size ones too. And that's been a mix of live bait and couple different colors. The salt and pepper color seems to be a really good color right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So the crappie bite, it's not bad for this time of year at all. And the bass, it's slow. Some guys are hitting it and doing okay, but it's a mixed bag of what they're using. Oh, it's all over the place.
Yeah.
On the bass.
Well, I talked to a couple folks as well that, and you know, they're hardcore fishermen, and they're like, they said, I mean, they're just, you know, you're spot on. They're like, well, yeah, we'll try to launch about 5, you know, in the morning, and just get to our spot and fish till, you know, about 9, and then, you know, here's the thing, a lot of people night fishing is really, 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 really good, really good, but it's a little spooky if you've not done it a lot. You know, that lake's a big body of water.
Right.
And,
right.
You know, if you're not real familiar, you need to be very familiar with your surroundings and kind of know where you're going and stuff like that. But it's not for everybody, you know. I mean, it spooks the hell out of a lot of people.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's just a handful of guys that go out that I know, locals, and some from the West Plains and Pomona area up there that come down,
yeah,
and they come night fish. They go out and they have a couple spots they usually fish. They put lights in the water,
mm-hmm,
and they'll sit out there from 9 o'clock till 2 or 3 in the morning.
Yeah,
and the lights bring everything in. I mean, all species. They'll catch a walleye. They'll catch bass. They'll catch crappie. Everything comes to those lights. You get the bait fish, and then all the fish follow.
Yeah.
And the guys that do that usually do pretty well. And it doesn't matter, make a difference what time of year it is.
Yeah, yeah.
They usually do pretty well when they do that.
Oh,
because
yeah.
Because just a handful of people that you know the lake that well.
Yeah.
And go out at night like that, they'd like that type of fishing. That's their thing. And yeah, it works well for them.
Well, and you know the thing about night fishing, too, you pretty much got the lake to yourself, you know. I mean, there's,
right,
you know, it's a little different, but, you know, you get a lot of bugs, too. A lot of mosquitoes. I told the person one time, they said, you know, the mosquitoes aren't that bad. I said, go to the lake at night.
Oh yeah, you better have something on. Yeah,
it's good.
Yeah.
Well, you know, the catfish, people running limb lines, and I've been seeing a bunch of pictures anyway of catfish.
Yeah, that's been decent. It really has been. You know, and there's a lot of people that come down to camp will do the jugs and then the limb lines and trout lines and that for catfishing. And, you know, we talk about this all the time. You put the catfish out there, and you, if you're catching 4 or 5 a night, you know, on the out there, if you're doing a limb line.
Yeah, limb lines, yeah.
Yeah, jugs, that's a lot of catfish.
Oh yeah,
that's a lot of fish. I mean, any more than 5 or 6, that's a lot of catfish. You mm-hmm. gotta come back and clean all those, and that's a lot of meat to eat.
Oh yeah, boy, it's
yeah,
tasty.
Yeah, you know, that's doing really well.
Yeah. And of course there's always those, you know, the brim, the bluegill.
Oh.
You know. Hey,
it's that time of year. It really is.
I talked to a person this past Sunday. I'd stopped at the grocery store, had to pick a few things up, and he's like, you really catch good bluegill at the lake. I said, well, yeah, why not? He goes, well, I only see little bluegill. I said, well, he's like, you know, there's big bluegill in ponds. I said, well, the lake is just a ginormous pond. You know, I mean, they get big. But so he had tried it, and all they caught was the little bitty ones. You know, they couldn't really get anything. And I said, well, you know, what kind of bait was you using, and they were using worms, and which is fine. You know, worms work. I like crickets, but all to their own. And I told him to try it again and just stay with it. You know, sometimes you got to, if there's a bunch of little ones, there's got to be a big one.
Right.
You know? I mean, but no, he said even catching the little ones, he took his two grandsons, and he said, man, you know, we'd been going to lake, they have a pontoon, and they'd been trying to fish, you know, and catfishing with young boys. It's... you know, the attention span thing comes into play. And
right.
So he said he'd heard us and they started doing that. And he said they had a blast, but they didn't catch any big ones, you know, to really clean and eat.
Right. And it is a hit and miss thing. A lot of the guys I know that come down and specifically are fishing for bluegill or perch, they'll say, keep all the small ones and they'll put them on trout lines. Yeah. You know, to put them out there or jugs or whatever. And then the big ones are there, like you said. I mean, they're all in that same spot. They're just maybe a little deeper to the left, to the right, but they're there.
Yeah.
You just have to be, you know, persistent with it. But and it's a blast, you know. You're using the ultralight, you're catching fish, and then especially if you're taking the grandkids out there, oh, my goodness, there's nothing like that.
Yeah.
To see the look on their face when, you know, they're getting this little fish in, and they're having a ball.
Right on. Well, good stuff. Well, hey, Gary, for folks that want to know more, how can they get a hold of you and Diane?
Hey, Gary, they can always give us a call at 870-467-5277. The Bayou Facebook page, drop us a line on there, take a look at some of the pictures. And as always, our website, thebayouresort.com. And I like it when people just stop in and tell me their stories and talk for a little while and stuff. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Oh, hey, I caught a mermaid.
Yeah.
I did. Oh. I caught a mermaid. Yep.
We're going to have to talk about that.
Yeah. Yep, sure enough. Wasn't that hard to catch, you know, but it took both kinds of Cheetos. It took the puffy ones, you know, got the curiosity going, but then the crunchy Cheetos, she just couldn't take it.
Oh, my word.
Yeah.
Crunchy Cheetos?
Yeah, really? You know, so.
Oh.
Yeah. Huh. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Next time you're down, I got to get in on this.
Right on. All right. Hey, Gary, we appreciate you, man, and we'll talk with you next week.
Have a good one. Talk to you next week.
Bye-bye.